Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Millions of Californians are under flood warnings this morning after a deadly bomb cyclone storm slammed into the coast with deadly results. Correspondent Janet Shanlian has our top story.
Hurricane-like winds are causing huge waves in the San Francisco Bay, knocking down trees and forcing pedestrians to run for cover.
And nothing like I've ever seen before here in San Francisco.
Across California Tuesday night, almost 250,000 people were without power. Wind gusts up to 80 miles per hour. Meanwhile, rain-swollen streams are washing out roads in Southern California.
A driver was killed when a tree fell on his van south of San Francisco. This is day two of a strike that shut down schools in the Los Angeles district.
Do we want respect?
Tens of thousands of bus drivers, custodians, cafeteria workers, and other support staff walked out demanding better pay. Teachers like this one are honoring their picket lines.
We want to make sure that our kids understand that we're fighting for their future. We're fighting for better classroom sizes. We're fighting for better resources in our classroom rather than keep coming out of our pockets.
Former President Trump and his supporters are still waiting to hear from a New York grand jury on whether Mr. Trump will be indicted for allegedly falsifying business records to cover up hush money paid to a porn star. Correspondent Robert Costa is in Manhattan.
If an indictment is issued, law enforcement sources say Trump would likely travel to New York, where he would surrender to authorities, be fingerprinted, photographed, and arraigned before a judge.
CBS News has obtained an intelligence bulletin from Homeland Security warning of violent threats from extremists who posted his arrest would be seen as a line in the sand. The Fed will announce a decision today on another interest rate hike, this one amid the backdrop of the banking crisis. Mark Zandi is chief economist at Moody's.
If I were on the Fed, I'd recommend no rate increase.
It's expected to hike rates another quarter of a percentage point. Britain's flamboyant former prime minister will be on the hot seat today.
I'm Vicky Barker in London. Though no longer prime minister, Boris Johnson remains a member of Britain's parliament. But if his fellow lawmakers conclude he deliberately misled them about lockdown, busting parties on his watch, well, he could be suspended, even expelled. Johnson will be defending himself today before the committee investigating the so-called Partygate scandal.
Japan's reclaimed the World Baseball Classic crown with a little help from an angel.
If I were on the Fed, I'd...
3-2 from Ohtani. He throws. Trout strikes out.
Shohei Ohtani striking out his L.A. teammate Mike Trout on Fox to help his national team to a 3-2 victory. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Janet Protasiewicz says Wisconsin's political maps are unfair, and it's not just her personal opinion.
The map issue is really kind of easy, actually. I don't think anybody thinks those maps are fair. Anybody.
The High Court is expected to take up Wisconsin's legislative boundaries in the near future. She faced Dan Kelly in the one and only debate of the state Supreme Court general election campaign yesterday. 82 school districts in Wisconsin are asking for more money this spring. That's about the same number as November in almost one in every five districts in the state. Most of the questions ask for money for day-to-day operations, but others want money for buildings. In sports, Wisconsin is going to the NIT Final Four next week after beating Oregon last night. The Bucks host San Antonio tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Imagine planning your wedding in just one day. Pre-register for tickets at madcitybridoexpo.com and receive a $200 gift card. Tickets are also available at the door for $10. Read all the details at madcitybridoexpo.com and like them on Facebook. It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Your ring is just the beginning.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
The Shaw 101 FM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Earl. How are you?
All right. So I want to begin the show by asking a question of the listening audience. And it really is, to me, going to really make a difference on whether or not we're going to change things back or at least move things back to the way they were before the Republican Party decided to dismantle the middle class of this nation. Now, do you support unionism? Simple question. Do you believe and or support unions? The reason why that's so critically important, and you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's a simple question. But in this nation, there's always been a yin and a yang as it relates to whether or not people supported people in unions. I know as a young man, you know, back in the early 1970s, I don't know, over 35%, maybe 40% of the people in this country were part of unions. And it is not coincidental that that was a time when the middle class was strong and vibrant, and because companies were forced to pay a livable wage to people. They didn't do it because they were benevolent people. They did it because they were forced to do it because an organized group of people had more power than individuals. But since the unions have basically all but been destroyed, the private unions, it's no wonder that the standards of living in this nation have plummeted. Unions, organized labor, was always a threat to major corporations in this country, even though organized labor allowed those corporations to prosper and last as long as many of them have. It was because of the labor. But once Republicans killed labor unions, and make no mistake about it, it was a design plan by conservatives to destroy unions. Democrats had some involvement in that too. Let me be honest. when the decisions that were made to dismantle unions in those in the 80s came into existence, we're talking about private unions because people didn't argue about, you know, governmental unions, you know, police, fire. Nobody wanted to destroy the unions of police and fire. And that's why they're stronger than they ever were, because somehow the American people will accept the unions when it comes to police and fire, but have rejected unions when it came to private unions. I never understood why the American people were opposed to private unions, but always supported governmental unions. That just, to me, has never made any sense. And it's really why, if you work, if you're a policeman, if you're a fireman, you know, if you are a public school teacher, if you work for the city, if you work for the county, if you work for the state, those unions are still in place. And those are the middle class jobs that have not been affected and impacted, and the base salaries of what those people make, because their unions are still intact. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. I'd love to hear your thoughts and your opinions on that. I know. I lived that life. And so the amount of money that I made during the early 1970s all the way through the time I retired in about 1995, I made more money than people with master's degrees, with a high school diploma, because the unions work collectively to get the best that they possibly could for their workers. Now, you know, the Republicans in the state of Wisconsin, what was it, 14 years ago, under Scott Walker, the Supreme Court and the state legislature created something or brought in something called right to work. Never will forget it. And many people never understood why they kept pushing the right to work laws. Right to work, right to work. We've got to get right to work in the state of Wisconsin. And so the legislature under Scott Walker and Scott Fitzgerald and Robin Voss, with the support of many of the taxpayers in the state of Wisconsin, ushered in right to work laws. So what were the right to work laws and why did they do that? The right to work laws, they confused many people who didn't understand what a right to work law really was. And they confused people who did not understand that being a part of the union basically protected you from things that companies and corporations could do. You standing alone were no match, but a union itself could take on the corporations and the companies and protect you and your job. But when the Republicans under Scott Walker and the legislature again, Robin Voss, Scott Fitzgerald, and others ushered in right to work, it meant that people no longer had to be parts of unions. And try to follow me, because this never made any sense to me. If you were a person who worked in a union, I started seeing towards the latter years of my time, over 30, 34 years in a union, union workers saying, I don't need the union. The union hasn't done anything for me. Never mind. I was a guy who had 6 weeks of paid vacation, 7 personal days, a pension, all of those other things, your birthday off, a week off for Christmas, 3 days off for Thanksgiving. I mean, all of those things that we had, those benefits that we had, were derived over all of those decades of people fighting for the union. And those people understanding the importance and the power of the membership in unions. They destroyed that. They took that away. And I used to tell the leaders of the union, can't you see what's taking place here? The younger workers that are coming in don't understand the power of the union. And our unions have not done their due diligence in educating the people on why there are unions and the importance of it. And sure enough, all of that went away. So they ushered in right to work, not just in Wisconsin, across the nation. Right to work meant that I can join the union. I mean, I could join a union, because all it took to join the union was, you know, you had to pay your union dues and make, you know, the 30 days or 60 days probationary period. And bingo, as Archie Bunker would say, bingo, bango, you would wind up with a union membership. Now, for people who don't know and were never in a union, I'm sorry. You really did not know why people like me have a pension for the rest of my life. And why, after working for those 30 years, I'm comfortable, because that money is there, and not only for me, but after I die, my wife gets a portion of that. The unions created that. And once they took all of that away, the people who aren't in unions don't get that. They may have worked the same amount of years that I worked, but they don't get that. And to me, that's terrible. The unions made that happen. So now, the Republicans came in with Right to Work, and what Right to Work basically says is, you can be a member of the union, but you don't have to pay any union dues. So wait a minute. The power of the unions were the fact that we would pay dues so the unions could take on, legally, in the courts, wherever it was, the corporations. And what the Republicans understood and knew about this was that the unions would donate money to the campaigns, normally of the Democratic Party. So they set up a time to make sure that never happened again. Look, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Again, do you support unions? And if you don't, why? 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Hey, we got a big Wisconsin Supreme Court race this spring, and whoever wins will have a huge say over your freedom to vote, your freedom to make healthcare decisions, your freedom to have fair representation. So please listen to the advice from Drew Holiday and Brooke Lopez of our Milwaukee Bucks, and make sure you vote in the general election on April 4th.
Hey, Wisconsinites, Drew Holiday here.
And Brooke Lopez here.
I want you to make sure you're registered to vote.
It's more important now than ever, because politicians are trying to restrict our freedom to vote.
I think I know why.
They're worried about our power.
So they want to take it away.
Don't let them do that.
You've got to block that shot.
So please register to vote and get out to vote. Just go to myvote.wi.gov.
Myvote.wi.gov.
Defend your right to vote and exercise your freedom to vote.
paid for by the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, wisdc.org, which is solely responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. High of 52 today, under cloudy skies, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Chance for isolated rain showers. Lows dip down to about 34. Mixed precipitation possible at times tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 43. Cloudy skies. About an inch of snow Friday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. If you're just joining us, I'm asking a question, whether or not you support unions, and if not, why? And there's a reason for it, because Michigan, the state of Michigan, for the first time in 60 years, is looking to restore union power and union rights. Let's go to the phone lines, and Lynn from Oconomowoc. Thank you very much for the call.
And thank you for taking my call, Earl. I'm a strong proponent of unions. I see that one group of people, one group of politicians are trying to weaken our child labor laws. And doing that, I believe, would create an underclass. But I've seen unions from both sides. My father was non-union. He was in management. My grandfather ran a non-union electrical contracting business and had his wires cut. However, my husband was in the police union, and when he passed, they came forward and helped out financially. And while I was in management with the city of Milwaukee, maybe had a little bit better insurance policy, every time the unions went to fight and negotiated for a raise, I got a little bit bigger bump. So I have benefited through union negotiations, and I believe when I hire someone or have something printed, I use union contractors.
You know, Lynn, there was always, again, a side in this society that either supported unions or did not support unions. If you weren't a member of a union, there was not a lot of compassion for people who were in unions, because the plight that people, for the most part, who didn't work in unionized shops, did not get the benefits that people in unions had. And there was people who led others to believe that people who were in unions were just lazy and could not fight for themselves. And certainly unions were for people who basically were slothfuls. that was what was portrayed around, you know, to make sure that people didn't all want to join unions. But there was a time when, and if the unions were such horrible, horrible entities, why were the companies denying or doing everything within their power to stop people from unionizing?
Right. I also had my best friend's father was in the milkman's union.
Right.
And became one of the organizers in there. My uncle was in the union. My dad's brother was in the union at Ellis Chalmers.
So. Well, so it was because at one time over 40% of the people in this country were in unions. And it wasn't coincidental that that was a time when the middle class in this nation was at its strongest.
Absolutely.
You know, and so now you look and see that outside of the governmental unions, police, fire, and, you know, city, state, county, the union members are probably down to less than 10%. And so
right.
People say, we don't want to be in the union. Well, why? If you had a chance to, again, you talked about all of those people, your loved ones, especially the ones that were in unions. They retired with pensions. Your husband, when he passed, his pension went to you.
That's correct.
So why would people... why would people be opposed to something that makes sense? You know, burial insurance. The unions took care of all those things. You know, in many instances, would pay, made it possible for the employees to go to college free. All of those benefits came through unions.
That is correct.
So, you know, I thank you for calling because I just don't understand. And I think a lot of it, Lynn, is that people don't understand the power of those unions and the importance of those unions. And to see that Michigan, 60 years later, is undoing their right to work laws, which we under in Wisconsin are still under. Should be sending a message to all of us. Thank you very much. I really appreciate you calling, and thanks for listening. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. That's the number. Do you believe in unions or not? Do you support unions? We'll be right back.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. A deadly bomb cyclone storm has slammed the San Francisco Bay Area.
I kept getting these alerts on my phone of like wires down, accident, da 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 da. I was like, okay, something's going on out there. And then I walked outside and it was just like a hurricane.
One person was killed when a tree fell on his car. More than 130,000 customers have no power. This is day two of a strike that shut down schools in L.A. Teachers, including Findlay Buntling, are supporting bus drivers, cafeteria workers, and other support staff to
demanding higher wages.
They've been starving. They've been underpaid for years. And this has been, these negotiations have gone a year without any progress.
Former President Trump supporters are waiting for word of a possible indictment. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
An intelligence bulletin details a significant increase in threats and violent rhetoric. Many domestic extremists consider an arrest of the former president as a line in the sand.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Racine County authorities are looking for a hit-and-run driver who struck a We Energies worker on Tuesday, causing serious injuries. It happened in Burlington shortly before noon. After the driver hit the worker, the vehicle backed up and fled in the opposite direction. They're looking for a white four-door Chevy with black rims and tinted windows on what could be a late 2000s diesel model. The worker was taken to the hospital by Flight for Life. Feeding deer this time of year can not only cause them harm, but is illegal in much of Wisconsin. The DNR says winter feeding can draw deer out of their ranges and cause them to congregate, and that increases the risk of disease transmission like CWD. If you want to help, the DNR recommends joining the Deer Management Assistance or the Landowner Incentive Programs. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Greg Bach is here because it is Greg Bach Hump Day Wednesday. Greg Bach, what is this hour called?
The No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry.
It's right for today.
It's right for today.
Oh,
it's
you know right. What, Jane? Can you ever be on my side? Ever?
Weekdays 11 to 2.
What do you think got me this job, Greg Bach?
Oh, darn it. Shoot. I'm in.
On Civic Media.
Happy Fun Time Ha Ha Power Hour.
And the Civic Media app.
At 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. I asked a question early on if you support unions or not. And I'm going to ask it one last time before we move on. 844-967-2789. I'm interested in your view on it. And so, and here's the reason why. So in Michigan opens the door to restoring union power. That's a major step that will turn around all of the things that I watched in my lifetime where the middle class disappeared. It wasn't accidental that the union disappeared, during the time that Republicans were in charge. It's not accidental. That was real. And this is titled, again, Michigan Opens the Door to Restoring Union Power for the First Time in Nearly 60 Years. 60 years, a state is poised to reverse its right to work law and begin to undo the damage of a corporate-driven anti-union trend. Michigan is expected to very soon reverse its so-called right to work law, the repeal led by Democrats and passing along strictly partisan lines is a concrete outcome of the Liberal Party winning a narrow majority of seats in the state's House and Senate last November and Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer winning re-election. Democrats managed to undo Republican law, gerrymandering on election day, and now hold a two-seat advantage in each chamber. Now, if you want to know why it's important that you vote, the only way this was able to be changed is the fact that Democrats were able to take a two-seat advantage in that chamber. And by having a two-seat advantage in the chamber and by having a Democratic governor, they could undo these laws that took away the opportunity for people to live a middle-class lifestyle. Two people. So for those of you who don't vote, who say we can't do this and we can't do that, this is a major knock on people who think and believe that. Two people winning a narrow majority are able to now eventually change the direction of many people's lives because unions are going to be able to come back and raise the standards of living for the people who live in Michigan. Contrast Wisconsin. Republicans are solidly in leadership on the state level, and we are not going to be able to get rid of what Scott Walker and the Republicans created in the right to work laws. And so the suffering and the pain that the people of the state of Wisconsin are experiencing, not seeing economic advancements, it's because Republicans are still solidly in control of the legislature, and the unions are going to remain where they are. Only the governmental unions are going to remain strong, and the average everyday person is going to continue to suffer. Why is that important? We just are in the process of a Supreme Court race. You got to follow this. That is slated to be not only the most followed and watched Supreme Court race in the country. Just think about that. All the states in this country, the 50 states, and they all have Supreme Court races at some point in time. Why is Wisconsin the most watched? Why has there already been $20 million spent on this race? The most in the history of any Supreme Court race in the entire nation. History. There's never been a time that as much money that's been spent already in this race ever occurred in the history of the nation. You got to think about that. Why is it so important? Well, the Republicans have controlled the Supreme Court for the last 15 years. Hear me now. They've had the advantage. It's been their way. All the laws that have been passed that the Supreme Court has supported that many of us in the state of Wisconsin don't like, who don't think that the way the state has been going is what we support. It is because Republicans have been in control of the Supreme Court, the state Supreme Court. Think about it. You may say, well, I want Daniel Kelly because, so-and-so talk show host said we should support Dan Kelly and not Janet Protasiewicz. And I've been reading on, what is the name of that rag that comes out that Jessica McBride is the editor of? It's called, Wisconsin Right Now. Just a rag of a paper that comes out that will lie nonstop. It worked for the Mandela Barnes and Ron Johnson because they put all those lies out there about who Mandela Barnes was. They put all the lies out there about Tony Evers, and now they're putting all these lies out about Janet Protasiewicz. And you hear the conservative radio stations, nonstop talk show hosts, constantly lying because they want to make sure that they continue to control the state Supreme Court. It will leave them in a position of power. And it's why in this state we have suffered the way we've suffered because of 15 years of Republican-controlled Supreme Court. And then you turn around and you hear the charlatans on Republican talk radio saying, well, Janet Protasiewicz is going to legislate from the liberal side of things. What the hell are you talking about, man? For 15 years, the Republican Supreme Court justices have legislated from the perspective of conservatives. So you're sending this message and terrifying people that, oh, she's going to look at it from the liberal perspective. The liberal perspective cannot be any worse than what's happened over the last 15 years and the decisions that were rendered by the state Supreme Court. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Understand this. The reason so much money is being spent, if this seat was not that important, now I understand why the Democrats are spending that kind of money, because for the last 15 years, they've had to watch decisions made and rendered by Republican and conservative-leaning Supreme Court justices that have impacted and affected our lives in horrible ways. You know, right to work. You may not think that's much, but it's one amongst many other things that have taken place. You know, certainly supporting the maps. Excuse me. Amongst other things, you know, right to work. All kind of things that have caused the average Wisconsinite to suffer, even if they didn't even realize it. So I understand why Democrats, after 15 years, see a chance that they can at least become, you know, the majority and then work towards doing what Michigan is doing right now, overturning all the damage that conservatives have done on state levels across this nation. I'm sorry. If what I'm saying is not true, 844-967-2789. I know what I'm saying is true. And many of you know it too. So again, the reason that this is such an important election, and don't take my word for it. Listen to this. This is in this morning's The Guardian. the Wisconsin judicial election could decide the next United States president. What? How do we get from a state Supreme Court seat maybe being the deciding factor on who the next United States president could be? Maybe we don't understand. Maybe there's some things we're too close to it. And maybe since $20 million has already been spent and many more millions to come as we close in on April 4th, there's something that we don't see. Democrats must throw everything they have into this race and not neglect a potentially pivotal vote. The Wisconsin Supreme Court election, which has been described as the most important election in the nation this year, takes place on April 4th in less than 3 weeks and is already the most expensive, I repeat, most expensive of its kind in the United States history. In this race, voters of color will once again be the key to electing a candidate who can safeguard our democracy. The question of whether Trump or another Republican election denier will have a second chance to try to disrupt the democratically decided election and this time perhaps succeed could be determined by this one judicial election in the Midwest. Recognizing what is at stake, both sides have spent a staggering $27 million so far on this race. The election will probably be tight and every vote will count. Wisconsin is majority white at around 80%, but the state is also at least 20% people of color, according to the census data. If Democrats fail to prioritize investing in mobilizing voters of color and inspiring them to turn out to vote, they may lose. Typically, this type of judicial election will barely register as a blip in Wisconsin, let alone gain this much national attention. But the stakes in this battleground state are sky high, not only because Wisconsin's future hangs in the balance when it comes to abortion, voting rights, redistricting, and election policy, but also because the judicial seat could be crucial to ensuring a fair presidential election outcome in 2024. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. And by the way, did you see the debate yesterday, with Judge Kelly and Judge Janet Protasiewicz? Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. I'd love to hear your opinion on that. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, Eastside, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
High of 52 this afternoon, under cloudy skies, southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for isolated rain showers tonight. Lows level off around 34. Cloudy. Mixed precipitation possible at times tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 43. Overcast skies. About an inch of snow Friday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
At 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. If you're just joining us, I'm talking about the state Supreme Court race, the importance of it, the fact that there's conversation all over this nation that this is the most important race of the entire year, and that this race could also determine who the president of the United States could be. In 2024, in 2020, the Wisconsin Supreme Court rejected by a one vote margin an effort by Trump's allies to challenge the election result. The state's seven-member court has been controlled by conservatives since 2008, and the winner of this race will serve a 10-year term. So let's imagine what happens if the Republicans get another 10 years to control the state Supreme Court. A quarter of a century of Republican control of the state Supreme Court in the state of Wisconsin is unheard of and should never happen. Whether or not you think Democrats should have a right to be a member, to control a state Supreme Court or not, it makes zero sense that you would give any side a quarter of a century in control of any entity, let alone the state Supreme Court. If you don't have any faith or belief in Democratic leadership, tell me how it makes sense, you think, to award any one side in a democracy a quarter of a century control over any seat. Makes no sense whatsoever. The progressive Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Janet Protasiewicz is up against conservative Daniel Kelly, a former state Supreme Court justice who lost his seat in 2020. On the surface, Protasiewicz may seem to be in a better position funding-wise. According to Ad Impact, Protasiewicz's campaign has spent $9.1 million in the past few weeks on TV ads, and outside groups supporting her have spent $2 million. But forces on the right, namely conservative billionaires like Brary Seed, Trump's Judge Whisper, Leonard Leo of the Federalist Society, and the Elon Shipping Supply Magnet family are expecting to inject millions for Kelly most likely in TV ads, painting protege, which is soft on crime. Already, $3.9 million is poured in for Kelly from these and other outside funders, and there's plenty more where that came from. Yet Democrats might sleep on properly investing in mobilizing voters. How do we know? Because national Democrats failed to truly step up when it came time to support Mandela Barnes' U.S. Senate campaign last fall. Groups on the right spent $62 million on behalf of Republican Ron Johnson, compared with the less $41 million for Barnes. The right's $29 million last-minute attacks included unabashedly racist ads against Barnes, who is black. In the end, Johnson, a skeptic of COVID-19, who was tied to a 2020 Republican scheme to have the state's Republican-dominated legislature chose Wisconsin's presidential elections electors, won narrowly, 50.5% to Barnes, 49.5%. So I do think, and I do hope, that the Democratic Party understands, and it certainly looks for all the reason that they do understand, because they're spending money like they should to win this seat. And whatever it takes, however much money, if they have to empty the coffers to make sure that the Republicans don't get 25 years of rule on the state Supreme Court level, then by all means, empty the coffers. And then you know, ask us to donate to refill the coffers. If the Democrats don't have as many multi-billionaires as the Republicans, then each one of us has to add a little something to make sure that this race is not lost. This is a critically important race, because if the Democrats don't win this seat, the chances are we're not going to see an opportunity for anybody, the Democrats, to get a seat at the state Supreme Court level, because everybody there is young. Everybody there is young. And so they're not going to be retiring anyway soon. Unless, you know, some unforeseen circumstances happen. So the Democrats understand that. Cannot lose this seat. I'd much rather see the Democrats with a 4-3 advantage over the next 15 years than the Republicans, again, to add another 15 years to an already 15 year. Can you imagine how things are going to be if Republicans get another 15-year opportunity to rule on the state level? We've seen 15 years of it. I don't want to see anymore. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
It's Congresswoman Gwen Moore urging you to vote for my friend, Judge Janet Protasiewicz. The April 4th election will determine the balance on our Wisconsin Supreme Court. And let me tell you, we need change. The next court's ruling will determine the future of Wisconsin for us, as well as our kids and grandkids. on critical issues like voting rights, racial justice, and gerrymandering. The court will rule on whether or not to uphold the 1849 criminal abortion ban. That's why I'm urging you to vote for my friend, Judge Janet Protasiewicz. She's a common sense, impartial judge who cares about us and our rights. Janet believes women should have the freedom to make their own decisions when it comes to abortion. So vote by April 4th for my friend, Janet Protasiewicz.
Paid for by...
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.